Thank you, Madam Vice President. The Bahamas extends a warm welcome to the delegation of the Dominican Republic. We congratulate the Dominican Republic for its ongoing efforts to promote and protect human rights and for its commitment to this UPR process. We welcome the progress achieved since the last review and particularly highlight the Progressing with Solidarity program, which has had wide-ranging impact. Efforts to combat violence against women through a national strategy, public awareness campaigns involving men and boys, as well as the establishment of an Office of the Directorate Against Gender Violence, a gender academy, and an emergency hotline are all noteworthy. Moreover, the goal of eradicating child labor in the Dominican Republic by 2025 and its worst forms by 2020, comprehensive efforts to combat trafficking in persons and migrant smuggling, including through an updated national plan 2017 to 2020, and the significant outcomes resulting from poverty reduction initiatives, such as steep declines in chronic malnutrition among young children from participating households, are indeed commendable achievements. The inclusion of climate change as a central theme in the National Development Strategy, as well as in the Dominican Republic's current presidency of the UN Security Council, are all significant. With a view to encouraging further progress, the Bahamas respectfully recommends that the Dominican Republic, one, considers extending a standing invitation to the special procedures of the Human Rights Council, two, continues efforts to combat and eradicate corruption, including through the investigation of all cases and bringing to justice those found responsible, and three, takes concrete steps to ensure access to employment opportunities for persons with disabilities, in particular women with disabilities. We wish the Dominican Republic every success in this review. I thank you.